Gardening and growing your own food is a long-standing tradition of residents of our area, but you don't need to be a long-time resident or have a lifetime of experience to do so. Earlier this fall, I spoke with a relatively new arrival to Highland County who established her very first garden this year.
I'm Yoon Hong. I'm the dentist. I live in Highland County. I always wanted to work in public health, and there was a need for a dentist up here, and I toured the place and just loved the scenery and the people. So here I am. Been here for 3 years now. I've been fortunate. I have a good piece of land, and over the last winter, I thought to myself, you know, instead of doing all that mowing, why don't I grow stuff? So that's what I've been doing, growing a lot of stuff. I've been online a lot, just reading about a lot of ways of how to grow things. And I decided to do the no-till method, using a lot of wood chips and mulching to plant things in. Less work and less disturbance to the soil. I've just been playing around with a lot of growing method, applying permaculture principle by observing what's happening in nature and kind of applying it to where I'm at. And also just to play around with companion planting, just experimenting, see what works.
She talked about what worked.
I think my raised bed, it keeps things neat and tidy, and just being able to add amendments to the bed has needed. So things seem to be growing well that way. I've been growing lots of Swiss chard, kale, lettuce, spinach, green beans, peas, tomatoes, peppers, things like that. But now I'm dealing with a lot of pest pressure, so I had to pull up all my kale and things. So I'm learning how to manage. You know, it's just a learning process, and it's great. You learn something new every time.
And what didn't work?
Last winter, I started to build up a hookah culture mound. And that's a method where you put a lot of old rotten wood logs and things like that as your foundation. And over time, those wood logs would break down and hold in moisture and things like that. And then you can plant stuff on top of that mound. So that didn't work out for me too well. Probably because I didn't do it correctly. I did the log thing, then I dumped some dirt on top, and then I planted some stuff in there. But I don't think the wood logs I put down were rotten enough, because things start to grow out of the logs, things I didn't want. So that didn't work out.
Now that the current outdoor growing season has ended, she's planning ahead.
You always got to be dynamic, change things around, observe what works, what doesn't work, and you know, apply new things you learned. Like this year I grew a bunch of sunchokes, and it's taking up the beds. So next year I plan to move those sunchokes and maybe make a border, kind of like a privacy fence, but an edible one. And then I'm planning to plant more fruit trees in the fall and the winter time when you can't grow much. And then also I'm trying to see how far I can push the season. So I've built some low tunnel and using PVC pipes, and I'm going to see how far I can grow the cold-tolerant crops like spinach and a Swiss chard and things like that.
For Yoon, gardening is about more than just the food produced.
Oh, it does so much. I mean, to me, it's therapy. That's how I feel. And living up here, I just feel so blessed. I mean, breathing the fresh mountain air, being outside, and then you get your physical workout. You don't need to go to the gym. Your backyard is your gym there.
And her advice for others pondering starting to garden but unsure of taking the plunge?
You definitely can do it, and you'd be so surprised. You know, it's just amazing. You plant a small seedling and you watch it grow. I mean, that's just incredible. And I hope I encourage everybody, if you've never gardened before, you don't need a large piece of land or anything. If you don't have land, grow something in a pot. Plant that seed. Get your kids out there. If they have a problem eating vegetables and stuff like that, but if they grow it and they see it, who knows? They might be astounded what they find.
And it's good for their teeth.
Yeah, it's definitely good for their teeth, okay? Their oral health. So eat your veggies.
For pictures of Yoon's garden, see this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For AMR, this is Scott Smith.